Good evening. Welcome to this evening's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I am your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the inpatient principal point of view. Tonight's show is on abolish real property taxes. So getting rid of the property tax is a great idea. Why should you be taxed every year just to own property? You know, tax like again and again and again and again. As I mentioned in my last show about the wasteful school funding. So let's dive in and look at a proposal that's been proposed in the state of Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, Representative Russ Diamond introduced this year HB 900. Here's what Representative Diamond has to say. I'll be introducing legislation to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot so voters can decide whether to eliminate all property taxes in the Commonwealth by a date certain, which in turn would task the General Assembly with devising different methods of funding our schools, counties, and municipalities. Acquiring, possessing, and defending property are declared as inherent rights of mankind in Article 1, Section 1 of Pennsylvania's Constitution. A February 2023 Commonwealth Court decision called our school funding method unconstitutional for its inequitable distribution of funds and called for a new system. Further, the ability to tax property is dependent upon expensive recurring property assessments, which are rarely uniform or fair and are always quickly outdated. My constitutional amendment, if approved by voters, would abolish all property taxes in the Commonwealth as of July 1st, 2030. Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution guarantees the right of the people to make such decisions, and this legislation will facilitate their ability to do so. By setting a definitive timeline, the General Assembly will have ample opportunity to authorize new funding mechanisms to replace the revenue that property taxes currently generate to fund our schools, counties, and municipalities. We can also use this opportunity to fix what's broken with Pennsylvania's other antiquated systems of taxation. I urge you to join me in seeking to permanently secure and protect property rights by co-sponsoring this legislation. And a number of different members did co-sponsor the legislation. So here we can see the different co-sponsors. This is a really great idea to abolish property taxes and find other methods of generating revenue. And Representative Diamond also mentions the fundamental wrongness of people losing their property because they couldn't pay the tax on the property. That's wrong. And in any case, the wasteful spending is something that we really need to address. As I said in my last show, I did inquire of the superintendent here in Jefferson County what, you know, monies were spent on. For instance, $2.5 million sent to so-called EPIC in Berkeley County. And then, so I got back this list of like hundreds of checks and these codes that made me cross-eyed. But I did find some interesting information, even though I haven't yet fully decoded it. By the way, that's kind of the way the Board of Education works around here. It's not transparent. Oh, you want to know what the money's spent on? I mean, yeah, they gave a list, but I mean, you need to be like, spend a half a day trying to figure out what it's for. I mean, I'm so far figuring it out. I figured out some of the things, but honestly, not all of it. And then there was a disingenuous note, too. But let's have a look at that response here. So this is all tied in, because when there's sources of funding that people aren't really accountable for, then they just get more and more funds without any accountability. So let's dive into that response a little bit. So here's a response from the superintendent's office. they're saying that they're sending me different codes and stuff. Like I'd have to spend half a day or a day figuring all this stuff out. I'm just like you, I don't really have time, but you know, I am interested in finding out where my money, our money is going. So the 2.5 million to Epic, I'm still trying to figure it out. But I did find one really interesting thing I'll share in just a moment. And then it's saying, so I have to look through these charts of codes. I mean, I guess that's understandable, you know. And then, you know, this is really interesting. Does the salary list include the some $9,000 average per year for central office staff bonus? She says there's no bonus. Well, the central office staff does get an extra salary stipend. Maybe they don't call us a bonus. This is really disingenuous. So here they are, some service workers maybe are making, you know, 30-some thousand, and the bonus is central office staff is getting a $10,000 a year just bonus. And if you do the math, if there's 44 central office staff, and say they even made just $150,000 average, that's almost $7 million. And then that doesn't include the so-called bonus, which would, of course, add another, you know, half a million. And then that doesn't include the, benefits. May that add another, you know, 20%. So is the central office staff getting like $8, $10 million of the levy? I think so. And the teachers, all the teachers funding from levy from funding, county funding is only about $5 million. Oh, oops. So this is really, really crazy. I also want to point out one other point here. You can see here on this document that I was pointed out to by that memo I just read on page 12, current expense fund. Code 12 is excess levy if separation desired, accounts for the proceeds expenditure of excess levy monies if required in the levy call to be counted for in separate fund. Well, why don't we require separate funding? I know why, because this is all about obfuscation. It's really, I mean, like just like there's not saying what the bonuses are, because they don't call them bonuses, they call it something else like, I don't know, extra pay or whatever. Anyway, I'll figure it out, you know, and report back to you. But it's totally disingenuous. The fact of the matter is a lot of the excess levy, who knows, maybe a third of it is going, maybe more than that, 40%, is going to the central office staff, which is extremely bloated and should be like less than half of what it is. So they don't want you to know how your money's funded. The average person is just working hard to put food on the table and live their life. They're not thinking, oh yeah, let's fund the excess levy. Oh yeah, the teachers get $800 a year from that. Yeah, $800, which is about the same that they pay on their taxes. That's crazy. And also, the but the central office staff is funded from that, and we don't even use this code. Why doesn't our excess levy require separate expensing for excess levy expenses? I'm asking right now the Board of Education whether that's on the levy call or not. I didn't see it on the levy call. That for this upcoming period of 2026, the least it can do after, you know, kind of basically robbing us for $27 million, you know, is to expense separately what the excess levy expenses are. Why did not the Board of Education demand this be on the levy call? Why, as there is, for instance, in Kanawha County, is there no cap on our levy? With the constantly rising property taxes, the last levy brought in, not the last levy, the last year brought in $5 million extra dollars. Extra, $5 million. Extra. No, not 5 million total, 5 million more than what was projected. So they reduced the levy rate, right? No, wrong. They keep the money. The school is awash in cash. This is why we need to totally reform this whole tax system. It's like just an entitlement. You know, they think, oh, we'll just get this money and we have all this money floating around. We'll give ourselves bonuses. And then when Mr. Urban writes in to ask how much the bonus is, we'll say we don't get any bonuses. Good grief. I remember even the local paper, the Spirit of Jefferson, it took them like 3 months to get a list of the bonuses that they don't call bonuses. And yes, it's like $9,000 per person and probably more now, because they increase in perpetuity, increase forever. So this is crazy. We really need to have a lot more circumspection about where funds are going and what they're going to. And it's like a bait and switch thing. Oh, we need money for the poor teachers. When only teacher funding from all levy funds is like $5 million. Where is all the other money coming from? It's already funded by the state. So even if the excess levy is not funded, we still have the regular levy, which could pay for all the teachers. Oh, so where would the cuts have to be made? Oh, we'd have to cut the central office staff. Whoa, boy, that would be terrible. No, it wouldn't be. It's what you do in your household. You'd run a tight ship, not think, oh, I got all this money, I'll just spend it. So anyway, that's related to the fact of eliminating property taxes. I'll get back to you more when I do more research on it, the exact salaries. And yes, we'll figure out what these extra salary is, which they say they don't get. Come on, that's a little disingenuous. They do get it. So it's crazy. In conclusion, let's make a movement to eliminate all property taxes, real property taxes. You know, especially right on real estate. That's really what needs to happen. And I already shared during the election cycle last fall about some of the ideas, for instance, and last time from Erica Kalinich, you know, about reducing the property tax, which would be a step in the right direction. So it would phase out after 7 years. So especially that would be good for people who've owned their home for a while, like, you know, senior citizens or anybody really. That would be really, really helpful, a step in the right direction. And, you know, really moving toward eliminating all property taxes, because there's such a lack of transparency. And this isn't just a local problem at the school board level, but like in your federal government. I mean, you see all this money being used for who knows what purpose. Like I was listening to on Chanel Rian's show today about Biden administration was running one of the largest child trafficking operations in history. There's, is it 65,000 children? No one knows where they are, what happened to them, who's in whose care, quote unquote care they are. So, and this is how your tax dollars are being spent or not spent, you know, and all these other nefarious things. So we need to be a lot more circumspect about how money is spent and how it's collected. And the Board of Education, like I said, should be a lot more circumspect around here. You know, just rubber stamping a $26 million levy, not even specifying that there'd be separate accounting for levy funds, not even specifying that there'd be a cap on the levy. So they just collect 5 million plus extra every year, at least the last year, probably every year, the way property taxes are skyrocketing, and then don't even have a clear accounting for where it goes. They just throw it all together so nobody can find out where it goes. And then if you inquire, they give you this book of codes that makes you cross-eyed and whatever. I mean, I will dig into it, but this is crazy. So let's have people keep more of their own money, and let's reform this whole system, bloated system, and have accountability and transparency. So I hope you like the show today. Do like, do share. Do check out our website, visionroot.org. Also, our nonprofit website, urbanlifetraining.org. And do be blessed, and we will see you next time.